Hello?
Hi, this is Ariana returning a call back from customer support. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am, I've got to run out to my car right now and get that paper because it has the information on it. Somebody is using my charge to use something that you guys sell, and I'm like, what? When I call my credit union, I've had 10 credit cards already compromised. Is why I try to keep up with it now, and this one has been too, evidently. It is something that I have. It says I bought on, I think it's online. My credit union gave me your phone number because they have it on file where it was bought from. So I need you to look this up. And I didn't order whatever this is. It's called a Excellent Power Electron. And they charge me two different prices, one on the 11th of November and one on the 16th.
Yes, ma'am. You can provide your zip code for me. I can try to access an account to see exactly what they purchased.
45843.
And it's 45843, is that correct?
Yeah.
And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Teresa Hartman.
Okay, can you verify the shipping address you have on file?
It's 4234 County Road 175, Forest, Ohio, 45843.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm sorry, is it possible you can repeat your concern today, ma'am, because I was trying to get an account pulled up. I didn't hear you all the way correctly.
Okay. It's 4234.
No, not your address, ma'am. The concern of why you was calling today.
Oh, I didn't make these charges on whatever this thing is called. An excellent, powerful electron. I don't even know what that is.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Okay. And I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just trying to look into your account. Okay, look as if, ma'am, they ordered a ninja knife set.
A ninja knife set. I don't have a ninja knife set. I don't even. And that's called an excellent, powerful electron.
Yes, ma'am. It's a ninja knife set. It's how can I explain it? They paid the shipping and the handling on it, which was $7.95. It was a free welcoming gift to the entry, and you said it wasn't you, ma'am, and you did state that you called your credit union already?
Yeah. Now, where did they have it shipped to? Can you see that on your end?
It haven't been shipped off yet, ma'am, so I can't see exactly where they put their location in. The only thing I see is they have your address on file. So I'm not sure if it was someone in your household, ma'am, that could have got a hold of it and just was clicking on stuff one day and didn't know. I'm not really 100% sure, ma'am, because it haven't been shipped yet. This is a fresh purchase, and USPS haven't picked up the purchase yet or provided a tracking number with it yet.
Okay.
So, but I did notate your account, so if somebody were to ship it off, they will know, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, just cancel that. And the $67.32 and the $7.95, because I didn't make that purchase on any ninja or any nothing.
Yes, ma'am. What did your bank say? I'm just trying to notate everything.
They just gave me your number and said that's where the charge was from on your credit card was your phone number, 855 number, and on the 11th it was for $7.95, and on the 16th it was for $67.32. We don't know what it is. It's called an excellent, powerful electron. So we do have that. So I wrote that down. I wrote your number down, and I wrote the dates and the prices that were charged on my credit card. So they see that at the credit union. They said that's all we can do is give you that information. You're to follow it through. It has nothing to do with us. The only reason that I can contact my credit union is because I buy that credit card through that credit union. It's a payload credit card.
Yes, ma'am. And you're stating that it's fraud. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's not, that is, I did not get this. I didn't order this, so I need it canceled and my credit card reimbursed.
Give me 1 second, ma'am. I'm still here, ma'am, okay?
Okay, you're fine.
And I'm just canceling that your account.
Excuse me, you're canceling it out?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, ma'am. With the tracking number and everything like that, I can't tell if it was delivered or not because it don't show an address. Again, I have to ask you, ma'am, just for protocol, that are you sure there's not anyone in your household who could have ordered this product without your knowledge?
No.
Okay, ma'am. I'm going to cancel your account out, and I'm going to get you transferred to the fire department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your car without authorization. I just want to make you aware we take credit card fraud here very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you don't recall this shipping and handling charge. Is that correct?
Yeah, I didn't do any of this. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second while I put that on the account that you is stating that it is fraud, and I am going to get you transferred over so they can handle everything such as your refunds and stuff like that, okay?
Okay.
And I'm still here, ma'am. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
I just got to put your information in, such as your name and the ID number, so they can know exactly who they're speaking with and what's going on.
Okay.
And give me 1 second, ma'am, while I make sure your account has been closed and canceled out. And did I already provide you with that cancellation code, ma'am?
Uh-uh.
Okay, let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
It's going to be C as in canceled.
Yep.
262.
Mm-hmm.
624.
Mm-hmm.
832. And you're more than welcome, ma'am, to repeat that number back if you like.
It's C-262-624-832.
Yes, ma'am. Anything else I can help you with today?
That's it.
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the process of transferring you to the fire department. This is Ariana that helped you. Again, I hope everything gets situated after talking to them, ma'am. You let them know what you let me know, as well as I did notate it on the account.
Okay. Thank you.